Today's Shir's Masechta Pesachim Daf Pei Gimel. We will begin on Daf Pei Gimel Amud Aleph at the Mishnah. Teaches us the Mishnah Hatzomis, the bones of the Korban Pesach that have in them marrow. So since marrow is considered meat, and it's something that's edible, so since on Korban Pesach, so there's two halachas that we need to understand. On one hand, by all Kabbonis, Karim Pesach as well, where we need to be concerned about Noiser and not to leave anything of the carbon left over. That would include the marrow of the bones have to be eaten up before they could become Noiser. But by the Karim Pesach, there's a new consideration, and that is, as the Torah Kedoshah says, that the Etzem Loisiz Ruboy, we're not allowed to break a bone of the Karim Pesach. So the question is, we can't get to the marrow. Certainly can't get to the marrow easily. And therefore, the question now is, what will be the halacha regarding these bones? It seems, as we're going to learn, that these bones should be subject to Hilchos Noiser, because I have marrow in them. Why the Mishnah mentions the bone separately, if the Mishnah already is going to mention in a second Hanoiser? So the Rashi explains, because we would think that the halacha of Noiser only applies to meat that was edible, that we were able to eat. However, here we're talking about meat that wasn't edible. And since it was meat that wasn't edible, so the halacha should be that it should not, maybe not be subject to Noiser. That's why the Mishnah has to say that they have the same halacha, and therefore Hatzomis Vagidiv and Noiser, all these Yisrafu should be burnt on Bishisha Aser, on the first day of Chol Moed, and not a Yontif, even though they become possible already on Yontif, because they become Noiser as soon as the night of the Seder, technically, as we're going to learn by Chatzois, by when the Korban Pesach must be eaten up. The halacha, as we're going to see, the Torah tells us, is not to burn it on Yontif in the morning, but wait till Chol Hamoed. And then teaches us the Mishnah, Chal Shisha Asar Lias B'Shabbos, if that day of Chol Hamoed turns out to be on Shabbos, so Shabbos also we're not allowed to burn the Noiser, so we wait for Yisrafu B'Shiva Asar. It's interesting to point out that in our calendar, this can never happen, because there's a rule of Loi Bedu Pesach. Loi Bedu Pesach means that Pesach never could fall out. The first day of Pesach can never be a Monday, Wednesday, or Friday. So if the first day of Pesach can never be on Friday, then Chol Hamoed Pesach, the first day of Chol Hamoed Pesach, can never be on Shabbos. L'fisha ein doichen, the burning of the Noiser is not doichen Lois or Shabbos, not Shabbos, and not Yontif. And as the Tosfos Yontif explains, if it's not Doiche Yontif, certainly it should not be Doiche Shabbos. So says the Tosfos Yontif that the Mishnah has to teach us that maybe since it's already going to be caused that we're going to wait so long till we burn the Noiser, that the halacha is we should be allowed to burn it even on Shabbos. That's why our Mishnah teaches us, even it means the holding on to the Noiser for such a long time, it doesn't make a difference. And the halacha is that the Noiser is burnt only on Chol Hamoed, even though what's the Havamina that should be burnt on Shabbos Yontif? So the Rishonim explain that since there's mitzvahs that say to burn Noiser, and since mitzvahs say there's a dim midaraisa to burn Noiser, I would think that maybe it's even Doiche Shabbos and Yontif. That's why we have to learn that it's not. Begins the Gemara, Amar Amari Baravua, Amar Rav Yitzchak, Katsamis Kedoshim Shimshu Noiser. You have a bone that had in it marrow, and therefore that marrow became Noiser, and the bones were the receptacle of that marrow. The halacha is Metamnas Yadayim. Chazal were Goyzer. The Noiser is Metame Yadayim. And now the Mishnah teaches us that the bone in which the marrow, which is Noiser, is in, is also considered Noiser. And the Gemara explains why. Because since it's a receptacle for the Nicer, then since the receptacle for the Nicer, therefore the halacha is that it's considered like Nicer. And Taisus Masech Techulin says that the Chiddush of our Gemara here is not only in a case where there's marrow in the Nicer, where there's marrow in the bone, where we say that the bone has a din of Nicer, but even in a case where there is no marrow in the bone. But since at one point it held the marrow, it already has a halacha of Nicer. And just like the Nicer itself is Matam Yudayim, so too will this bone be Matam Yudayim. Says the Gemara, name of Messiah. We could bring a raya to this psak from our Mishnah. It says in our Mishnah, Hatzomis Vaginav Anoisa, Yisrafula Shasa. They should all be burnt on Cholamoid. Ask the Gemara, Hani Hatzomis, these bones that we are discussing, Hechidami, exactly what is the case? Ilam Dlesbamayach, if there's no marrow in them, Lama Besreifa, why is the halacha that they should be burned? Nishdinu, it should be adequate, they should be allowed to throw them out. El Pshita, what must be the case? This Bumayach, that there's marrow in them. And therefore, since there's marrow in them, and we can't get the marrow out, because we can't break the bone to get the marrow out, so therefore, they have the same status as the marrow. And just like the marrow becomes Meiser, so too the bone. So now, the Gemara takes this a step further. Iyam b'shlama, shimush noiser milsehi. If we're going to say that anything which is a receptacle of noiser has the loch of noiser, am t'lochi b'yisreifa. So we understand why our Mishnah just taught us that they must be burnt. Eli amit shimush noiser lab milsehi. If we're going to say that something that's used for noiser doesn't have the din of noiser, lamalu sreifa. Why did Chazal require that we break the bone? Nitbarinu, it should be adequate that we should break. Why did Hassan say that we have to burn the bones? It should be adequate that we should break the bone. V'nechaltzinu l'moichet the day, and then remove the marrow. V'nisrafinu, and burn the marrow. V'nishdinu l'do, and the bones we could just dispose of. Why did the Mishnah require that we have to actually burn the bones? Alavsh, probably not. Our Mishnah is obviously teaching us that shimush noiser milsehi, and therefore since these bones were used to hold the noiser, they become noiser, and just like the noiser has to be burnt, they too must be burnt. So the kash of the Gemara is, poshup shat, that why did the Mishnah tell us that we have to burn the bones? It would be enough just to remove the marrow and not have to be required to burn the bones. But the Shibina Rav has a different pshat. He says that the Gemara's question is that if that samos, if the bones don't have a din of noiser, the halacha is that noiser must be burnt by wood. So the Shibina Rav says that the Gemara's question is as follows. If we say that the bone and is a part of the noiser, so that means the bone and the marrow in the bone are all noiser, and they should be put on fire, on wood fire, to be burnt, on firewood to be burnt. But if we're going to say that the bone is not noiser, so that means, and if we don't remove the marrow from the bone, how are we burning that bone? We're burning the bone with the bone, but we're not supposed to burn the marrow, which is noiser, with bone. We're supposed to burn noiser with wood. It must be, says the Gemara, that the bone is considered together with the marrow. And since the bone is considered together with the marrow, so the bone is also noiser. There's nothing wrong when I burn it that way. But then, Darzarua, who is a Rishon, makes a very important point. He says that, how did we roast the Korban Pesach? We take the whole animal and we roast it. So when we roasted the Korban Pesach with the bones in it and the marrow in the bones, so the bones had a bliya, had got absorption from the noiser. So maybe that's why the bone is considered noiser. So our Gemara has been suggesting that the reason the bone is considered nicer is because it's a receptacle for the nicer. Maybe asked as a ruah, it has nothing to do with the fact that it's a receptacle for the nicer. The iser on the bone is because the bone was beleya from the nicer. Says the Azrua, a very, very big chiddush. From here we see, says the Azrua, that bones aren't by Leia. And therefore, that wasn't the consideration of our Gemara. The Shalomeshev disagrees, and he holds that the walls of bones certainly absorb tam from the marrow inside if they're roasted together. He says the reason that isn't a factor in our Gemara is because there's less than a kezias of moyach, of marrow, in most bones. And therefore, they don't give off enough belia, or they don't, and therefore, the Gemara doesn't focus on the belia element. And this is very relevant, particularly to different dentures and false teeth or crowns that are on people's mouths that are also made out of bone. In early days, certainly was made out of bone. And the question is, how could somebody have that in their mouth? What do they do? We eat with the same teeth, basar, meat, and chalav, dairy, hat, or we use it all year. We use these teeth to eat all year chametz, and then we want to use the same teeth for Pesach. So from here, if we follow the opinion of Azarua, if it's made from the same material as the bones of the animal, so just like the Azarua says that bones aren't balea, here too, they're not by Leia. That's one pshat. Another pshat is that the food that's in one's mouth, one doesn't put them into the mouth at the great heat of Yatzeledis, which is a minimum of 120 degrees, which is quite hot. And if the food that's put into the mouth is not that hot, then we don't have to be concerned about a belia. So that's how the Gemara proved. So we just proved from our Gemara that the Gemara just proved that shimush noisim milsehi, and that's why our Mishnah said that not only must the marrow be burnt, but the bones as well. Amri, to which the Bnei Yeshiva responded, loy, our Mishnah is not necessarily proof that shimush noisim milsehi. We can make an argument that shimush noisim lav milsa. It's not a factor. The Kesavar, but the Tan of our Mishnah says, the Pasuk says, Etzem lo sizbru b'kosher v'afilu b'posel. That when the Torah Kedoshah says that you're not allowed to break a bone of the Karban Pesach, it's not only a Karban Pesach, which is a kosher Karban Pesach, but even after you can't eat the Karban Pesach anymore, it's already past the time, the marrow has become nicer, still the halacha would be that we're not allowed to break a bone. You're not even allowed to break a bone in that. And therefore, the halacha is that you have to burn these bones because otherwise you may break a bone, which we just said that it's usur to break a bone. And even though, as Tosis points out, it is technically possible to remove the marrow from the bone without breaking the bone, but Chazal were concerned that you may come to break the bone, or Chazal were concerned that you won't you'll extract the marrow and you'll break the bone, or it's a tircha gedoyla, it's a big job to extract the marrow from every bone, and that's why Chazal and Amishta said just burn the bone whole with the marrow in it. Ask the Gemara. How can we suggest, I feel of apostle sakatatach, how can we suggest that even a carbon which is no longer kosher can be used, the bones may not be broken? But Tanan, we're going to learn a Mishnah in tomorrow's shir. Hamoiser betar. If somebody leaves over from the Karban Pesach by a kosher carbon, by shaver betame, or somebody breaks a bone of a non-kosher Karban Pesach, of a disqualified Karban Pesach, ain't a sifik saboim, he doesn't get the malchus. So we see that there is no iser of etzem loy sishbur boy on a disqualified Karban. answers the Gemara Lakasha. Can Shayis Lo Shasa Kosher? Our Mishnah is speaking about a case where at one point the carbon was a kosher carbon. If at one point the carbon was a kosher carbon, there the our Gemara is suggesting there's a halacha you may never break it afterwards. However, if the carbon was never a kosher carbon, that will be the case of the Mishnah Daf Pei Daled, and that there the halacha will be that you may break it. Or there's no itzav etzalai sishbarbai. Says the Gemara, or Mantana, where do we find this type of distinction? The Shanilon, that there's a difference between Shahoy Sloy Shasa Kosher, where the carbon at one point was kosher, Lishloy Hoy Sloy Shasa Kosher, versus a carbon that was never kosher? Answers the Gemara, Rabbi Yaakov he. It represents the opinion of Rabbi Yaakov. The Tanya, the Brisa says, the etzem lo sishbarbai. So we learn from that boy, but kosher, only by kosher carbon, is there a din that you're not allowed to break a bone of the carbon Pesach, the leb apostle, but not by carbon that's apostle. Rav Yaakov Omer, comments Rav Yaakov, hois lo shas kosher, if it at one point it was a kosher carbon Pesach, v'nifsal, and then it became disqualified, indeed there's a loch of yesh bei mishim shvir setzem, any bone may not be broken. However, loy hois lo shas kosher, if it never had a shas kosher, ein bei mishim shvir setzem, there is no issa to break a bone. Rav Shim disagrees, and he says, echet zeh, whether it was at one point a kosher carbon, whether it wasn't, ein bei mishim shvir setzem, there is no issa of Shviris Etzem. And Taisha says that it seems that the opinion of the Rav Shimon is identical to the opinion of the Tanakama. So what's he coming to mention? So Taisha explains that the way to understand this Brisa is not that there's three opinions. The Tanakama made a statement, boy, because of a loy apostle. And on that, there's a machloikus, Rav Yaakov and Rav Shimon, how to understand what the Tanakhama just said. So it's not that the Tanakhama, not that Rav Shimon is just repeating what the Tanakhama said. Rav Shimon and Rav Yaakov are disagreeing how to understand the Tanakhama. Ask the Gemara Meisvei, it says in a Braisa, kol atzomos hakotshim, all noisa bones, ain't ton and srefa, need not be burnt. You take out the marrow and you burn it. And you can burn the marrow and the bones can be thrown to the ashpa. Chutz mi'atzmos ha-Pesach, except the bones of the Karm Pesach, that their halach is they may not be broken, the nicer bones may not be broken, because we're concerned that if you break them, you're going to break the bones of the Karm Pesach. Hani atzmos, so ask the ground when we speak about these bones, what is the situation? Hey, chidami, ilayim the lesbe mayach. If we're going to say that the bones have no marrow, lamalu sreifa, why must they be burned? Ela pshita, we're going to have to explain this b'mayach, that they have mayach in them. V'sakadaitach, if we're going to say, shimish noisim milsehi, that anything that's used for, that has in it marrow, is considered nicer at Tzomas Kachim. So why is the halacha by all bones besides the Karm Pesach? Am I in Tunis Reifa? Why don't they need to be burned? The halacha should be that since Shimish Milsehi, so anything that's used to hold the marrow should be considered nicer. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak Chachamai Skinen Kigon Shematzen Chalutzen, that you found the bones that have no marrow in them. Atzomis kachim, by regular bones of all kabonis, deim b'mshum shvir setzim, where there's no problem of breaking a bone. So we could assume that came the kam didn't have a nacht noiser before they ever became noiser. Chatzinu, you broke them, because there is no issa to break the bone. Not only is there no issa to break the bone, you should break the bone to get to the marrow, which is part of the carbon that you want to eat. And therefore, they never... Loi have a shimish neiser. They were never used for neiser, and therefore loi bar sreifa. They don't require burning. At tzomus a pesach, but the bones of the carbon pesach, the yesh b'mishmir setzem, that there's an iser as we're learning in Tawai Yishir. They were not allowed to break a bone of the carbon. The basa to have a neiser the chatzinu. So presumably you did not break the bone until after the time of the carbon pesach, until after they became neiser. Because before that, no one would break a bone that there's a nisa to break the bone. And now it became nicer, and now you're breaking it. Because as we learned before, Rav Shimon's opinion is that after it becomes possible, you're allowed to break it. And therefore, at one point they became shimish nicer, and since at one point they became shimish nicer, that's why they have the din of nicer. And since that they have a din of nicer, therefore by Sreifa. So if anything, says Taisus, our Gemara has just actually proven that shimish nicer have a milsa, that it is considered something according to the halacha.
Rav Zvir offers a different teretz to this question. Rav Zvir Amar, what is the situation that this Bryce is addressing? Kigoin shematzim tziburim tziburim, where you found piles of bones, stacks of bones. V'yesh chalutzim, you've looked at the upper layer of bones and you found that they had that the bones were broken, but you're not sure if those bones, if the other bones in the stack are also broken. At some is kachim, so with when we're dealing with the bones of regular kabbonis, where there's no issa to break the bones, so we could assume the vadik, the kula chava chalutzlu, that certainly he removed the marrow from all the bones. Vachalu, to eat them, to make sure that he wants to eat the marrow of all these bones, because of course he wanted to make sure that those bone, that marrow doesn't become nicer. And therefore, there's no need to check the rest of the bones to make sure that they are also broken and have no marrow in them. However, at Tzomes HaPesach, when we speak about the bones of a Karban Pesach, that there's an Isser of Yesh B'Mishviras Etzem, that we're not allowed to break the bones of the Karban Pesach. So we have to be concerned. Maybe only the bones that we actually see have no marrow, where the marrow was removed. Lahanach, but the other bones in that stack, loichatsinu, weren't, the marrow was removed. And if the marrow wasn't removed, then not only must the marrow be burnt, but the bones as well must be burnt by Sreifa. And therefore, the halacha will be that we have to inspect all of the bones in this in the stack to make sure that they're all, that the marrow was removed from all of them. Because if we'll find a bone from which the marrow was not removed, we will not only have to burn the marrow, but we'll have to burn the entire bone. Now, the Achroinim ask a question. The
way we just explained the Braisa is teaching us that if we find a stack of bones not of the Karban Pesach, we see that some of them were broken, we could assume that they were all broken. So the Achroinim asked that we have a rule that we can rely on a chazaka, we can rely on a roiv, only in a situation where we can't do our own investigation and know exactly what happened. Here, why can't we just take all the bones and look at them? And not start saying, well, if these bones are broken, the other bones were broken as well. So he says that the answer is that even if we find them all broken, we're still not going to be sure when were they broken. Were they broken before they came nicer or after they became nicer? So the Malay Aroim says that where is the halacha tell us that we have to do an investigation is when the investigation will give us a definitive result. But here, the investigation will anyway not give us a definitive result, because just because we see the bones broken doesn't guarantee that they were broken before they became nicer. And therefore, there's no point in doing investigation that they were when they were broken. So, and as far as the Karban Pesach is concerned, even though we see the bones broken, there we have to be concerned that they were broken before they came nicer. Why not say that they were certainly broken? Why can't we say that they were certainly broken after they became nicer? And as we learned, once they became
pasul, then no longer is it to be broken. So to that, says Rav Zvid, and says that since we have a suffix, did they become noiser or not? As long as we see the broken, then we can be lenient. But we can't be lenient unless we see that they were actually broken. But once we see that they're broken, even though the halach is that shimush noiser milsehi, and had they been broken later, then maybe they would still be usur. Since shimush noiser is not such a serious usur, we could be more lenient. Says the Gemara, Amar Yudam Rav, Kol Hagidin Basar. All veins are considered like meat, and as we divide and assign portions of the Korban Pesach, somebody who's assigned a vein is considered they got a portion of the Korban Pesach. Chutz, except the Gidei Tzaver, which are very hard, very tough, and they're not considered like meat. Tanan asked the Gemara, it says in our Mishnah, Tzomis V'Agidim V'Anoysa Yisrafu B'Shish Asar. They all have to be burnt on Chol HaMoed. So ask the Gemara, Hani Gidin, when the Mishnah spoke about the veins, Hechidami, what exactly did the Mishnah mean when it spoke about veins? Ilema Gidei Basar, if they're talking about the regular veins, Nechlenu. So we said that they're considered full-fledged meat and they should be eaten like the rest of the Korban Pesach. Vida Toiser, and it was speaking about veins that were left over and weren't eaten as they should have been eaten, so then Heine Neuser, isn't that regular Neuser, that's also mentioned in the Mishnah. El Pshita, how must we understand when the Mishnah says Gidin, what does the Mishnah mean? Gidei Tzaver. And the Mishnah is teaching us that the halacha is that they're not considered, that they're considered meat, and therefore they that they're not, they considered that when something that's not going to be eaten, and therefore they're considered nicer. So now the Gemara explains its question. If we're going to say that Gidei Tzaver are meat, I understand why they need to be burnt, because they're considered meat, and therefore they need to be burnt like any other nicer meat. Eli Amrit, if we're going to say, like Rav said, that La Boson Nenu, that not considered meat of the carbon. So now the question is, why must they be burnt? They're not part of the carbon. They're not considered meat. Answers the Gemara. The Mishnah is speaking about the Gid Anosha, which we know that we're not allowed to eat from the Gid Anosha, and it's going according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda said that the Gid Anosha is only an anoig elabachas. There's a gira nosha, there's a sciatic nerve on the right side of the animal and on the left side of the animal. It only applies to one of them. However, we don't know which one, but that's machras, but it seems that the gira nosha is the right one. Show you min. It's the right, not the right one. So now we can understand. The Mishnah is teaching us that the gira nosha, only one of them is usur. I just don't know which one it is. But the one that's not usur is really full-fledged meat. So even though we're not eating either of them, the one that's really not the Gid Anosha that the Torah prohibited is regular meat that becomes noiser. That's why, because we don't know which is which, we have to treat both of them like noiser. Ask the Gemara. But of course, if this is the way we're going to interpret the Gemara, says the Gemara, Ella, the Gemara Masech Techulin, Daf Tzadik Amibayz, when it quotes the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, has a question. When Rabbi Yehuda says, Hadas Machras Shel Yamin, does it mean that Rabbi Yehuda held that it certainly means the right one? There's no question. Or does it mean that I'm not 100% sure? I think it means the right one. And as the Gemara explains there in Masech Techulin, because the Pasuk says that the Soreh Shel Esav wrapped his hands around Yaakov Avinu when he tried to hit him. And it makes sense that they were facing, one was facing the other. And if you use your right hand, if you're facing somebody else, so your right hand side faces his left side. And when he wrapped around the body of the victim, you're going to hit the right side, and that's why we assume it's the right side, but it's not for sure. Now,
says the Gemara Tifshit, based on what we're learning now, the Svukim Sapkalei Rabbi Yehuda. It must be that Rabbi Yehuda was never definitive that the Gira Nosh is the right side. The Mifshe Pshitalei, because if it was 100% clear to Rabbi Yehuda that it's the right side, so then when you have Korban Pesach, Hahida Ter Nichle, the left one should be allowed to be eaten and never make it into Noser, or the Surah and the right one, Nishdi, should be thrown out. And Lamali Sreifa, so why is there anything that requires Sreifa? Our Mishnah says Agidin, and you're saying it means Gira Nosha requires Sreifa, it must be that he wasn't sure which is which, says the Gemara. And that was actually a question of Masech Techulin, how to understand Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. From here we should see Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that he has a suffix. Says the Gemara, Amar of Akabar of Chanina, our explanation of the Gemara is not definitive. Our Gemara is speaking about a case, the first we had the right Gira Nosha, which is definitely Osir. We had the left Gira Nosha, which is definitely Mutter. But then these two Gira Noshas got mixed up. And we don't know which one is the right and which one is the left. So now we have to burn both of them because one indeed may have been eaten. One might have been the left one. The right one might not, and the right one doesn't become nicer because it's not an edible piece of the animal. But since we don't know which one is which, we're going to have to treat them both like nicer and burn them. Ravashi has a different interpretation. Rav Nitzcha El Lashamna the Gira Nishna. Amish is teaching about the fat around the Gira Nosha. The Tanya Shamna Mutter. The fat around the Gira Nosha, the Raisa, is Mutter. However, Yisrael Kedoshim Haim, Klai Yisrael are Kedoshim, and therefore, Noigim and Isser, they treat this like Isser, and they don't partake from the Gira Nosha. And as the Miches Chinuch explains our Gemara, he says that since it's Royal Achila, since Medaraisa were allowed to eat it, the Aloch is, it becomes nicer. And even though the Chazal said not to eat it, when Chazal said not to eat it, they did not have the ability to make it not be considered meat to the degree that it wouldn't be nicer. And therefore, still, you may not be eat it. And the Sosemis makes a very important observation. The Sosemis says that Chazal said as a minig not to eat the Shamish or Gira Nosha. But here we have a mitzvah say to eat the Korban Pesach. Still, even though there's a mitzvah to say tea from the Korban Pesach, Chazal have a right to establish a minig that says don't eat the shamash or good, even though it means taking a piece of meat that should be used for the Korban Pesach, that should be eaten as part of the Korban Pesach, and not eat it. Ravina has a different way of explaining our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is speaking about Bachitzin, the outer Gira Nosha. Krav Yehuda Mishmul, Dom Rav Yehuda Shmul, Shnei Gidin Hain. Every animal has two Gira Noshes. The Pnimi has Somach Letzim, closer to the bone, and that's Osa Midaraisa. The Chayav and Alav, and if somebody were to eat that Gira Nosha, they would be Chayav Malkus. Hachitzin has Somach Lebosar, the outer Gira Nosha, which is closer to the flesh, Osa Midarabaran, Vein Chayav and Alav. And that's what Amish is teaching us, that the Gira Nosha, the Chitzin, is really Mutter Midaraisa to be eaten. However, Chazal said, again, since it's difficult to determine what is the pnimi and what is the chitzin, that we shouldn't eat either portion. And therefore, since midaraisa it's edible, that's why it becomes nicer. But midrabanan may not be eaten. And since midrabanan it may not be eaten, the halacha is that it gets the din of nicer and has to be burnt. Chal Shish Asr, so it continues the Mishnah, if the 16th day of Nisan, Chol HaMoed, falls on Shabbos, where there the halacha is, that you're not, there the halacha Mishnah says is, that we don't burn Noisa on Shabbos, we wait for after Shabbos. V'mai, but ask the Gemara, Nesi, the mitzvah say of our Noisa men adboika be'esh tisroifu, should be doicha, the Loisa say, from doing Melocha on Yontif. Ask the Ramban, how could the Gemara assume that we should say over here, Eser Doicha Loisa say, don't we have a rule that kamakashat moisa essay veloisase, wherever we find a situation where there's an essay and a loisase in conflict, im yachal kaim shneim, if you could fulfill the mitzvah essay and avoid the mitzvah loisase, mutav, that is best. Vimlav, that's when you have an essay v'yitchel loisase. So over here, ask the Ramban, we could be makayim both. Wait to burn the noiser till after Yontif, till after Shabbos, till after Yontif, we won't have Issa Daichalosa say. So why does the Gemara even have a Havamina that we should say Issa Daichalosa say? So the Ramban answers that we don't say Efshel Kaim Shneim only if they both could be fulfilled today. Here, the only way of fulfilling both of them is for waiting after Yontif. If that's what it takes, that's not considered a situation of Efshel Kaim Shneim. Answers the Gemara. Am a chiski v'kein tani de bechiskiya. Am a kraw leisusim v'men ha'biker. V'anoisim v'men ha'biker v'eish tesroifu. Shen tam alaymer ha'biker. Why does the Torah have to repeat the word ad-biker? Ma tam alaymer ad-biker. Why did the Torah repeat the words ad-biker? To teach us, litin le'biker shen ha'srafasoy. Don't burn it on Yontif in the morning. Burn it only on Cholamayit. Abaya brings another raya, how we know that kachim that becomes posel may not be burnt on Yontif. Because the posel says, oyle Shabbos b'shabbatoy, that the carbon tamid that's brought on Shabbos is burnt on Shabbos, v'loy oyle schoil b'shabbos, but a carbon that was brought before Shabbos may not be burnt on Shabbos, v'loy oyle schoil b'yontif, nor may a carbon be brought on Yontif that was brought from before Yontif. So here too, this carbon that became posel before may not be burnt. This carbon that became posel, I may not burn on Yontif on Shabbos. Now, there's a question that we discussed previously, that now that we said that we have to wait for after Shabbos Yontif, the halacha is, when is that halacha apply? Does that apply that as soon as Yontif is over, we should burn it? Or do we wait for the morning? In a previous year, we said that that's a machlokes rishonim. The Rambam says we could burn it at night. Taisha says we wait for the morning. Furthermore, say the rishonim, that this halach that we're not allowed to burn a carbon on Shabbos and Yontif is only a carbon that has not begun to be burnt. But once the carbon began to get burnt, it becomes lachmai shamizbeach, and they become part of the carbon of the Mizbeach, and the halacha is that you could put it on the Mizbeach. And not only could you put it on the Mizbeach, but the Rambam, as Rav Chaim Brisker explains, says you can move it around on the Mizbeach, because once they're the Lachma Shem Mizbeach, they belong there and can be done with anything. So now, what the Gemara is saying, if the halacha is that the carbon of a weekday can't be burnt on Shabbos or Yontif, so there, now when we're speaking about Noiser, which is Pasul, certainly we cannot burn on Shabbos or Yontif. Rav Amakra, the Torah says, regarding Yontif, what melachas may be done on Yontif, from which we learned halacha that melachas oichal nefesh may be done on Yontif. But we learn from here, who v'loy machshirish, anything that could have been done before Yontif, as we discussed previously, may not be done on Yontif, even if it's something that helps us do oichel nefesh. That means you're not allowed to carry something that you could have brought here before Yontif, even though you're allowed to cook that food on Yontif. Levadoi, that we learn from here that oichel nefesh is doichel Yontif, v'loy milasha v'loy bezmana, even though there's a bris, and the bris we know normally may be done on Shabbos and Yontif, that's only a bris that today is the eighth day. But a bris that today is not the eighth day may not be done on Yontif. Because if not for this pasuk, I would have had a kal v'chomer that perhaps a mila, even though it's a mila shloi bezmano, it's already past the eighth day, may be done on Yontif. Because we know that a mila may be done on a child, even though there's tsaras at the spot of the mila. So we see that mila is stronger than, that the mila is stronger than tsaras. And tsaras is doicha davoida in the base, and tsaras is doicha davoida in the base of middash. And the halacha is, and avoida is doicha Shabbos. So if tzuras is doicha the avoid in the base of Mikdash, because halacha is that if the kohen is a mitzayra, he's not allowed to do the avoida. Yet we know how strong avoida is. That avoida we do on, as we learn in this masechta quite extensively, even on Shabbos, we're allowed to bring kabbonis that are supposed to be brought on Shabbos, even though it involves chil Shabbos. So if that's the case, Mila, which is the strongest of this entire series that we just learned, the halacha is that Mila should be doicha Shabbos and Yontif. That's why, even if it's Shleibah's mana, because that's the strength of the mitzvah's Mila, that's why the Pasuk needs to tell us that the Mila is not doicha. So what we learn from here is that any mitzvah that doesn't have to be done today cannot be done on Yontif. And the same thing by the Mila. Even though the Mila, this child is mechuyev to have a Mila, but it's already past the eighth day. And from here we see a point that we've discussed previously, that the point of Mila is not after the eighth day. The mitzvah is not the Maisa Mila. The mitzvah is that the child should have a bris mila. And this child, the mitzvah Shem, will have a bris mila. And once it says the Dvar of Rom. So therefore, since it doesn't have to be done today to make that this child will have a bris mila, the halacha is that it's enough, that therefore it may not be done on Yontif. So we see from here that anything that doesn't have to be done today may not be done today. And similarly, the Neisser doesn't have to be burnt today. It can be burnt on Chol Hamoed. Rav Ashi Amar Shabbosim. The Torah says regarding Yontif, the word Shabbosim. That word is an essay. And even though there's a rule, as we started this piece of Gemara, that essay doichalois essay, the halacha, however, is that ain't essay doichalois essay b'essay. And the reason is very simple, as the Ritva explains. Because one essay is not stronger than the other essay. So if I have two conflicting essays, I, of course, don't do that mitzvah essay. And since here, the Isser are burning the Neisser on Yontif involves both an Asay and a Lois Asay, even though there's a mitzvah Asay to burn it, and Asa Doicha Lois Asay v'Asay. Ask Tosfos in Masechta Kedushin that the mitzvah of Yontif is a mitzvah Asay Shizman Groma. And therefore, this Asay that the Gemara just said that every Yontif comes with is a mitzvah Asay Shizman Groma. And women are not obligated in mitzvah Asay Shizman Groma. So why don't we say that the mitzvah, so we go back to our original question, the mitzvah say of burning the Neisser should be doicha, the lois say of Yontif, and there's no essay for the women. So Taisa says that when we say that ain't essa doicha lois say v'assay, it doesn't mean that there's both a lois say and a say in every situation. What we mean to say is that this is a lois asay, that at least under certain circumstances is connected to a mitzvah asay, that makes that lois asay a very strong, that makes that lois asay a very strong lois asay, and since it's a very strong lois asay, the rule of ein esa doicha lois asay does not apply under those circumstances. But on the other hand, asked the Pnei Yeshua, I don't understand Tysus' question. Tysus says that women should be allowed to burn the Neisser on Yontif, because there's a mitzvah to say for them to burn the Neisser, and there's only a lois to say to do Malach on Yontif. But as the Pnei Yeshua, the din of Sreifas Kachim is also only a mitzvah to say Shizman Groma, because the loch is that ain't Sarfim Kachim Belaila. And since ain't Sarfim Kachim Belaila, so the loch of burning Neisser is only a mitzvah seishes man groma. So why are we suggesting that women should have to burn it? So the Shara Melech says that the mitzvah, the isser of burning kachim by night, that's only by pigel. But there are other psulim that you're allowed to burn at night, and therefore it's not a mitzvah seishes man groma. Oh, he also says that since women have the Isser of Neisser, because Neisser is a lav, and lavim of course apply to women. So the mitzvah say to burn Neisser is very much connected to the mitzvah lois say of having Neisser. And therefore, this is not considered in the category of mitzvahs asay shezman groma. It's not considered a mitzvah asay shezman groma because it's a mitzvah that applies to women as well.